Denver Sports Station 104.3 The Fan presents Schlereth and Evans.
Brass Monkey!
Troy Rank has come flying, charging out of the chute in his new role as a columnist for the Denver Post. He was all over the Avalanche moves yesterday. As I was watching and listening to the press conferences, I heard Troy's voice on more than one occasion. He joins us now on the Johnson Auto Plaza hotline. Troy, good morning. What was your reaction to the moves made by the Avs?
Yeah, when I wrote today, I mean, they're all in. I love that. You know, having covered the Broncos the last 8 years, it doesn't mean they're not all in, but with the Avs, every direction, the compass is the championship. Like, when they make moves, we don't have to, you know, well, what does this really mean? What is this? No, it means they're going for it. And they had to admit a mistake because Ryan Johansson, I mean, one of the Jonas brothers might have been better as a second-line center than him. He just was awful. He wasn't very good. And it's hard for general managers. Mark knows this. Guys get stubborn, and the last thing they want to do is admit a mistake. And they did. It wasn't working. So you get Mittelstadt, a guy who's a better offensive player, who's younger. He's not a rental. But you have to give up Bo Byron, and that's things. People love Bo. I mean, who wouldn't? But he wasn't playing better this year. And you could argue that Walker, the guy they got from Philly, is better than Bo right now. It doesn't mean he'll be better in 3 years or four, but the reality is Byron was never going to be more than a third defenseman here because of Taze and you got McCarr. So I like the move. I wonder if they'll go get a backup goalie as well, but they're right there. I mean, it gives them, and Val Nichushkin could be back Friday. And when if you see their record when he plays, I mean, he would be the best addition at a trading deadline. Now, I don't know if he's going to be that guy when he comes back. He's been gone since January. But, man, I love everything about this. And one thing I did, you know, it was asked at the presser was kind of, was this involving Gabe Landeskog? Are you making this push because of Gabe coming back? And there still is great uncertainty about that. So it's not related to that. It's just related to they needed a second-line center if they're going to get to where they want to go.
Are they done making moves?
I don't think so. They have money. The crazy thing is they make these trades, and they have financial flexibility to make one more move. And, again, nationally, when you listen to people, they think they're going to try to get a goalie. But everyone, it's kind of like pitching in baseball at the trading deadline with relievers. Everybody's trying to get one. So we'll see. But they're not done necessarily. Still have room to make a move, Mark. If they're done with those two, they feel comfortable that they, you know, that they certainly made themselves better than they were a few days ago. But I wouldn't be shocked if they made one more because they do have the money to do it. I know part of their next move is Nichushkin coming back, and it sounds like he'll play on Friday.
Troy, was the Nuggets loss to the Suns the other night a good loss from the standpoint that it gives Michael Malone plenty of ammunition to be able to point to that kind of game as a reminder of some of the things the Nuggets have to avoid coming down the stretch?
Yeah, what happens when you don't play defense? Just chill and don't play defense the first part of the game. Yeah, I mean, it is. I mean, their starting five's the best when they play the way they're supposed to. But at times they check out defensively, like it seems like the whole league does this year when you watch games. I mean, I'm watching highlights every night on ESPN. I'm just like, no wonder it's 130 a night. Nobody plays defense. But it is a reminder that to win against good teams and make yourself vulnerable, you have to show up on the other end. And because offensively they can score with anybody. We know that. That's not a question. But yeah, I do think I hate good loss. But for a team like that, yes, it can. And now with the Celtics coming to town, it's the perfect chance for Malone to say, hey, you know, here we go. This is a playoff type atmosphere game. Maybe it's a finals preview. And so we'll see. I think games like this matter to a team like Denver. It's not so much the record, even though the one seed's hanging out there for them, but it does matter against teams like this. Gives you a little snap, a little glimpse into the future in April and May. But yeah, the Suns game, they made a great, because it was stunk because they made such a great comeback. And then they stopped playing defense again, although I do give Durant credit. I mean, he started making shots from three that he hadn't made all game. But it does give Malone a chance to put the pressure on, put his thumb on him a little bit.
This feels like a NBA preview, an NBA Finals preview, and the importance of these type of games. I always felt that these are the games you've got to go out and display dominance in and let people know that if you do meet us in the finals, you're going to have, you know, it's going to be an all-day jawbreaker. Like, this is going to be tough for you. So how important to you is this game tonight?
And again, ultimately, one of these games that could be forgotten, it feels really important. But in football, Mark, you know this, like when Dallas plays the Niners and they just get trashed this year, it's like, they're not ready. They're not ready yet. You know, and we saw the Niners have the same issues with the Ravens. Like, there's some games on a schedule that matter more. And if you talk to people and you watch the league, other than Denver, Boston is considered one of the most talented teams when they're right and, you know, and they're healthy and Porzingis is healthy and they've got their five versus the Nuggets five. It's about as good as it gets. So there is, when you're a championship team, as you played on, you look for some of these levers to pull. Like, this one matters. It, you know, beating the Wizards on a Tuesday night, I mean, what does that prove? You know, but this one does, you know, it does resonate more in the locker room with guys because it's, you know, it's one of those nationally, it feels national, it feels huge. It's a lead sports center type game. So yeah, I do believe. And again, there's people that believe Boston can win it. I don't. I just don't trust Brown and Tatum enough that I think they could win it and get through all the way to the end, to the finish line. But they certainly have the talent too. So if the Nuggets come out tonight and you win by 7, you win by 10, that is, you know, for a team, it's weird because you've got a championship in your back pocket, but it does feel like it would feel like a statement game.
Troy, we got about a minute, so we'll make this quick. With the Broncos over the cap, we just saw Buffalo yesterday. They were $40 million over the cap, and they released a bunch of players, including really good players like Jordan Poyer, Tre'Davious White, Mitch Morse. They restructured Von Miller. Is this a glimpse into what the Broncos' future is?
There's going to be some names go. I don't know how many. You know, when you see all the safeties go, it makes you feel like Justin Simmons is vulnerable. I'd hate to see that, but it's something to keep an eye on. Between Simmons, Bowles, Sutton, DJ Jones, I mean, they've got to make decisions on a couple of these guys. And it was just restructure, just restructure. It's not as easy as that if you don't think a guy's going to be here in 3 years or 4 years, because just kicking it down the road with the salary and the salary cap issues doesn't make a lot of sense. So keep an eye on it. I do think you're going to see at least one big name get cut. It's just going to be the price of doing business, whether that's, you know, the receiving room, whether that's at safety, whether that's DJ Jones. So somebody's going to feel the pinch here because they've got to make some adjustments going forward.
All right, Troy, man, we appreciate you, buddy. Have a good one, and we'll keep following. Thanks.
Appreciate you guys. Take care. See you.
Troy Rank of the Denver Post. Check out his article, either in the paper, if you still get it, or online, on your phone, to what he had to say about the Avs moves yesterday. Four down territory. What are the Avs getting in Casey Mittelstadt? You'll hear next.